You can't carry ammunition in your gun, right?
You never hear it discussed. Okay. That's the way it's put in the law.
Okay. Another way of phrasing what we just mentioned about the days of the week is that Wednesday was... today is Thursday, so Wednesday was...
The middle of the week? No.
No.
The day before.
Or...
Yesterday.
Yeah. What, can you say that?
Yesterday.
Okay. And by the same token, Friday is...
Tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting to do this the whole time. I have in my pocket a, what do you call that?
Watch.
Okay. Do you have another way of saying 7:30?
Half past seven.
Okay. Is that what you'd say?
Once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about, say, 7:45?
Quarter to eight, I suppose.
Which?
I said quarter to eight, and I suppose that's what I would say. It's quarter to eight.
Okay. You said quarter till eight. Would you ever say that?
I don't suppose. I'd say, well, it's quarter to eight. I don't think I'd ever say
two. Yeah, when you say quarter to eight, you really mean quarter till eight.
Well, I guess, but I say...
Quarter to eight.
Yeah.
Do people around here say quarter till at all?
Well, I think they say it like she does, quarter to eight.
Quarter to eight, but that's not...
Actually, they're saying quarter till eight.
Yeah, yeah.
But it sounds like quarter to eight.
Okay.
I say quarter to eight.
If you'd ask them what they were saying and have them lay it out a word at a time, I think you'd just take quarter till eight.
Mm.
I don't know.
But you ask them, it's quarter to eight, and mm-hmm. that's it. It sounds like quarter to eight.
That's what I'm saying, it's quarter to eight. I don't think I would put the till in.
Well, I think that's what most people hear them say it that way, quarter to eight, not a quarter to eight. There are some that say quarter to eight, but most of them, when you hear them say it when they're talking, it sounds like quarter to eight, but if you'd ask him what he said, it'd be quarter till eight.
Okay. That's my opinion of it. Okay.
Know.
Question is around here, though. You think people do say quarter till?
I think so.
You do. I think if you listen to them, they may think that, but I think most of them say quarter to eight.
Quarter to eight.
It just sounds like quarter to eight, but it isn't. It's quarter till eight. If you ask them what you said,
I don't know.
You got specific about it, I think that's what you'd find.
Well,
yes. Quarter till eight.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is, I'm coming from Virginia, had this famous. Plural, and I guess since you're native, both of you were originally born in Chicago. Might ask about something similar. This, do you have any way of expressing? I say if I'm talking to more than one person, especially if I get down back to roots and things, I have a tendency to say, "When are you all coming back?" and things like that. Is there any way you differentiate between more than one person if you're talking to? In other words, if I were talking to one person, I'd say, when are you coming back? If I were talking to, say, two people, I'd say, when are you all coming back? Or something.
I wouldn't put the all, I don't believe.
I don't think you would, but you would never use
this. Well, we had some friends from Virginia live across here for a year and a half. We stopped to see them a year ago in February, and if she said that to you, she'd say it.
So I don't think you'd get you all, but I around here, right?
Well, she would.
How do they talk to more than one person in Chicago, you remember? They have a way of doing that?
If you were talking to more than one, how would you say it? I don't know.
You never heard this, when are yous coming, or anything like that?
When are yous coming, huh?
Did you ever hear that when you were growing up?
I don't know.
I never heard it in
Chicago. You never heard it in Chicago?
When are yous coming, huh?
That's all right.